Did y'all get caught kind of in, Sean was asking, but were y'all at any time the overconfident, maybe hearing the hype of, hey, we're going to win by 3 touchdowns or the prediction, get caught up in that at all with Grambling?
I didn't think we let that bother us a little bit. And, you know, we all talked a little bit. They talked, but my biggest thing was as we play on the field, we let our pads do the talking. So that's the way we took it. And that's where I tried to get my teammates to fall in line behind that.
How did it feel for you to get some carries in game and, you know, score 2 touchdowns? You know, Patrick said it's career high, and I know working you down the field
over
the last few years as a running back, more so than just a special teams
kind of thing. It felt great. As y'all know, last year, you know, I had my season ended injury against Fresno, which I broke my leg and my ankle. And to come back off of that and score 2 touchdowns, and it was great. And, you know, I just give my whole line all the credit, because if it weren't for them guys blocking up front, I probably wouldn't have got them. But, yeah, I mean, it was great. But being a special teams player, I mean, in this game, you got to do it all. And that's what you got to have, that kind of mindset I have. You got to have it all. You got to do it all.
Are you the designated touchdown guy now?
I would like to be. If they put me in a position to do that, you know, I'd take the job anytime. But, I mean, it just so happened to have to be in there at the time and got that opportunity. So. It happened like that, so believe me, if they needed a touchdown guy, hey, come go in there, hey, I'm in there.
What was going on the field with the communication problems that Coach Dice was talking about? And I mean, have you guys as a group talked about the importance of that communication going into this week in such a crazy environment?
Only thing about that is this. We just, once we got out there, we lost a little focus on all of it. But this game, and we're gonna go out here and start this practice, is to better our attention and get focused on what we're supposed to do and making good communication calls. So pretty much this is, we just lost a little focus, that's all.
How did you think, or what's kind of the feeling with the offense as far as actually playing in this system for real?
It's a pretty good system, man. It's changed over since I've been here for a while, so I've been through 3 different coaches. So the system changed a little bit, but going into this offense, it's the best thing that could happen for us. You know, I mean, it's set up to score a lot of points, which we gonna do, and we just gotta keep grinding and grinding with this offense. I mean, we're going to get the tempo and how it's supposed to be in scoring and get this offense on the right track.
What was kind of the feeling, though, within the offense, within the guys actually doing it rather than scrimmaging or whatever?
Well, as you can see, the guys had a different mindset because, you know, in practice we don't get to hit a lot and, you know, they want to save us. So when the game came, he told us to open up on him and be out there, play fast, and have fun. I believe my teammates did that, and that's why we got this victory.
Anything else? Do you think the offense is affected at all for worse or for better by having 2 quarterbacks play? And do you think you need to have one guy to get things going as well as they possibly could here?
The biggest thing on that is, I mean, the 2 quarterbacks, it doesn't make us, it really doesn't make a difference, because both quarterbacks, whatever person's in at that time, is going to lead the team to victory, as I say. Because I talked to all the quarterbacks before the game, you know, who's ever in, whoever starts, whoever doesn't. I mean, once you get that opportunity to get in there, you got to make it yours, and you got to lead your teammates to victory.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you all.